In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Are you having a good day? Do you know that Jesus Christ gave his life for you? Do you know that he has a plan for your life? Oh, yes, a plan for your life. It says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope, says the Lord." Today I have with me, from Argentina, Father Radek. Father Radek, I'd like you to tell us the School of the Holy Spirit that you went to 2 years ago. What happened to you? What happened to you? We need to know that.
Well, I attended the School of the Holy Spirit 2 years ago, and it was really a breakthrough in my life, and I was touched by the love of God. And being touched, it made me surrender to the Lord and to start living in a different way, trying to live out of his promises for my life and working in faith. And this is what I am trying to do since then. And the Lord brings fruits in my life and in my ministry, in many lives of the people are touched by this anointing of the Holy Spirit that I received here in Winthrop 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and he was a priest, and I'm sure he was a good priest, but something happened to him. He received the anointing. He received the power of God. He received the open channel that Jesus said, "Behold, behold, behold, I love you with an everlasting love." Now I want you to share with us about the community, the glory community that you have in Argentina. They have many people. Like, I saw some of the pictures, like hundreds and even 1,000 people that go and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
Yeah, I was working last 7 years in Resistencia, the northern part of Argentina, northeastern part of Argentina. Resistencia is a city about 400,000 people, and the parish I was working had a lot of young people, students, college students. And they also received the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They received this grace and power, and they are excited about their experience of being loved by God, discovering that they are really sons and daughters of God, and they want to share their experience with other people, with other youngsters. And gospel spreads around there, and we have prayer meetings. Once a month we have a huge meeting that is called Night of Glory, and we do this on Tuesdays usually. And in my former parish we have like 300-400 people. Right now I was transferred to another parish that is 60,000 people town, and we have a lot of churches in a town. We have 10 churches, and in the countryside 15 churches. We are 3 priests, and we gather people, we pray with them, and really the church is cramped with the people when they are praising God and having this experience of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Father was a good priest before 2 years ago, but something happened to him at the School of the Holy Spirit. Something that changed his life, changed his ministry, changed everything. And it was all about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There's thousands of people that they meet on their glory nights. So beautiful. You can see all these people, all these wonderful people, hungry for the Word of God. Hungry for the Word. Tell us about how hungry the kids are.
They're really hungry for listening to the Word of God and living in a different way. And they want to go to the streets and to preach and to lay hands on the sick and pray for them. And they do this in a very natural way. So it's like normal stuff for them. And it's amazing, you know, it's a normal life of Christian. And they are discovering that this is a really true Christian life. And they are on fire, if you can say this. They want to spread this fire around the world and to preach to the other people and to let them know that Jesus loves them and they have the God who is their Father and who loves them with the unconditional love. And this is a starting point for everything, you know, this experience of the Holy Spirit and this experience of anointing in the love and this experience of being forgiven and healed by Jesus Christ.
Experience. We need a Christ experience. We need to experience the Lord Jesus. We need that. We cannot go any further unless we know the Lord. I'm not talking about knowing about God. Any devil knows about God. But I'm talking about what Father said at the beginning, surrendering our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Surrendering our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. How do I do that? Well, listen, you just tell him, I don't want to live for myself anymore. I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus. I need you. I am desperate for you. Tell us about the surrender that you are living.
First of all, you know, you have to lose control. You cannot control your life. You have to trust Jesus in everything, in the small stuff and the big stuff, and depend on him only. And if you do this, you know, you will notice the change in your life. And the change is in your mind and in your heart. And changing the mind is very important, I think, from my experience, you know. When I was touched by the love of God, not only my heart changed, but my mind. And I realized in a new way that for God it's everything possible. You know, there is nothing impossible for God. The only barrier are in my mind, in my head. So I ask God, I pray, and I ask him to destroy everything that can be obstacle in his way of working in my life. And I am asking the Lord to be the channel of his grace. And I ask this not for me, but for all the people that I can touch through my priestly ministry and by my preaching, by listening to them, but celebrating the sacraments and sharing all what their lives are.
I love the word listen to. He says, I listen to the people. Not many people will listen to another person. Not many people will listen to the broken hearts that people come with. They come with the broken heart and they meet Jesus and he begins to heal that heart. It's a process. It doesn't usually happen all at once like St. Paul, but it can. It's up to God. It's up to God how it happens. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Tell us about the drug addicts that have been converted.
You know, we have an experience from working with guys, young guys and girls especially. And they are suffering from the brokenness of their families, and if they don't feel loved by their parents, they are looking something else, and so they fall in this addiction, and they are looking for another stuff for their life. But first of all, they are looking for the love, and if they don't have this experience of a conditional love, they are looking for the drugs. And when you open their hearts and minds through the preaching of the gospel, and if they realize that they are really loved by God, they are sons and daughters, and they open their wounds, they come with their wounds to the Lord, and they are not rely on themselves. And I really experienced that those who are in pain and really wounded, they have this ability to trust in God, because they know that they are not perfect. They are imperfect, and they are despised by others. But when they discover this love, they give everything to the Lord. So the Lord heals their wounds, and they make a new process, and they start to grow in the freedom. I think the key word is freedom. You know, if you know who you are, if you know what's your purpose, your destiny in your life, you know, and you live in a different way. You live out of this experience of the heritage that you received from Jesus Christ when he died for you on the cross. And dying for you on the cross, he gave you this new life in the spirit, new life and freedom that comes with this new life, freedom of the Holy Spirit.
The Bible says, for freedom Christ has set you free. We heard that last Sunday. For freedom Christ has set you free. Don't go back to a yoke of slavery. You've been set free from the law. Oh yes, we have Jesus. Oh, we need the Ten Commandments. But I tell you, we can't even keep the Ten Commandments unless Jesus is Lord of our life. This is important to know. These kids, young people, you know, I tell the people here, we have very few young people that come. And I tell the people here, bring the young. What's going to happen when they're tempted with drugs? They don't know God. They don't know how to touch God. They don't know faith. And, you know, all this happened in Winthrop 2 years ago. And now Father is back. They have a hotel in Malden. God knows how to touch his people. He knows how to touch you. Tell us about the abuse that many people have taken place.
You know, there's a really sad thing that in the culture when we live, there are a lot of sexual abuse and different kind of verbal abuse. And there are broken people because of this, and it happens in the families. You know, the girls are abused by their father, grandfather, stepfather, sometimes older brother, and it's really, really painful, you know. And if the love of God enters in this space, and this is a process of healing, you know. First of all, you come out of denial, you start forgiving your oppressor, abuser, and a lot of crying, and then the freedom of discovering that I am daughter of God or son of God, and I have the authority not to be conditioned by this abuse, this situation of being wounded, and I have to start new life, and I can start new life because of the power and authority that Jesus gives me.
Jesus said, John baptized with water, but in several days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. How we need the Holy Spirit and fire. Oh, how I need that fire to keep on proclaiming the love of God poured out through the Holy Spirit. How I need that fire. We need the fire of God. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. People say, well, what is this baptism of the Holy Spirit? What is it all about? What's it about, Father?
I think the baptism of the Holy Spirit is like being immersed and bathed in the Holy Spirit. You know, it's the Holy Spirit is everything and everywhere in your life, and Jesus is your Lord. He is in the first place in your life, and you start living from this perspective. You know, Jesus is the center of your life. You are not the center. So you surrender and you let God work in your life according to His will, according to the plan that He had from the beginning of the world, from the eternity when He created you to being His child. You know, it's so important to know that you were thought by God from the eternity. You know, He called you from the womb of your mother, and He destined you for great things in your life, and you cannot fulfill the purpose of your life if you don't have in you the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because nobody can say Jesus is the Lord without the help of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to be acting in your life and experiencing His power on daily basis, not only from time to time, but in every situation of your life, in every moment, in small stuff. And if you are faithful in small things, Jesus gives you more and more, and He expands the realm of your influence, and you make difference in the lives of other people.
Make a difference in your own life and in the life of other people. That's what happened to me when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in 1968. I started to know God, not know about God, but know God. I started to open the scriptures. I started to hear the word of God in a different way. I remember on a hot Saturday night, I went to Lynn. I wasn't a priest. And the priest did not preach because it was hot. And I went up to him like at the end of Mass and said, Father, you didn't need to say much. Just Jesus loves you people. That would have been enough. And you know what he said? Thank you for coming to me to tell me that. Thank you. He wasn't upset. I wasn't pointing a finger at him, but I knew that the word of God, nothing happened. And this faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How important it is to hear the word of God. And you know what? Hearing the word of God brings faith. Faith. You say, how do I increase my faith? Faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. Tell us about the Word of God in your life, Father.
You know, I think that it's crucial for me to listen to the Lord every day, to read the Bible, to meditate, and to let Jesus tell me what is His will, and to reveal the heart of the Father. You know, if you live in this intimacy with God, growing in this intimacy with God, you are having more and more revelation of the Father's heart, and you start working out of the revelation, not out of the feelings, not out of the
ministry
or circumstances and some problems or difficulties in your life, but you're centered in the heart of the Lord, you know, and you know where you are and what you have to do. You know, it's sometimes really hard. Sometimes you have to suffer different because of different situations, but you are assured that this love of Father is a faithful one. So having this revelation, inner experience of this revelation, your life is really different, and you have to share this good news with others, and it's really joyful to share this experience with others, and this experience really changes the lives of the other people when they discover the same, and they want to share with others as well. So the gospel spreads and the fire is around the people that are in touch with you, not with you only, but through you, with Jesus Christ, through His Holy Spirit.
You know, when I think about people and I think about myself, the Word of God says, I have this against you. You're doing all these good things, but you've lost your first love. And you know what? That's me. I've lost my first love. I have. And I need to recapture it. I need to recapture it because that's where I need to be living in. Oh, yes, I'm doing these broadcasts and people call me and say, I've been very blessed by your broadcasts. I got calls yesterday. But you know what? I need the first love back. The first love that wanted to praise God. The first love that wanted to hear the Word of God. The first love that said, I am not in control. I am not a control freak any longer. I want you to lead me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Don't be a control freak. Surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all, all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Sing it with me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit. Father came all the way from Argentina. His friends are in Malden. I want you to know that God wants to do mighty things for you, in you, through you, and with you. July 14th to the 20th, 2019, at Holy Rosary Church. This is amazing what God has done for Father. This is amazing. But you know what? That's the way God works. That's the way He works. He gives us the ability to know His love and to love others with the power of God. So between July 14th and the 20th, 2019, at Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass., you are invited to come. If you want to know more about it, you need to write www.daysofglory.org. www.daysofglory.org. So come the 14th to the 20th. Come as many days as you can. God is about to visit his people through prayer, through praise, through worship, through the word of God. Come. Don't be the one that lives so close that you don't come. Father comes all the way from Argentina to come again. This is amazing. Only God can do that. Oh yes, he's not coming to listen to me. He's coming to experience greater anointing. He's coming to experience greater power. He's coming to experience greater intimacy. Do you know about intimacy? Intimacy, oh, we need intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need it. July 14th to the 20th, 2019, School of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.